And welcome to another episode of Digging a Little Deeper into English with Kirsten, where we will investigate what successful language learners have done in order to transform their communication and make that career change they were looking for. In case you've noticed you haven't heard from me for a while, I do apologize for that, but there are two reasons, really. Why I haven't been posting my interviews with the same frequency as before. In part, I'm concerned that the episodes are becoming a little bit repetitive and that they're not adding as much value. And the other aspect that has impacted my schedule for producing these episodes is that I have added a speaking program to my business. Now, I love the idea of podcasts. I think they tell awesome stories and take you on journeys. And my concern about the interview episodes becoming repetitive led me to think more deeply about how I can add value. And this is where the speaking program came from. Now, I still produce podcast episodes, but they're not interviews with people. They are 3 episodes a month, 10 minutes or so in length, where I dive into a topic. For example, in November, I looked at the rare earth industry. We've looked at a case study of Ranger uranium mine in December. Previous examples include environmental stewardship, general aspects of the mining industry. I talk about the state of the industry. I highlight vocabulary, give examples of grammar, basically model fluent English communication in the industry specific context. And then I use that as a framework for a speaking program where people get to speak with me one-on-one in private through the Telegram app, short recordings back and forth. I can give feedback if there are some errors. I can give suggestions for how to improve communication and basically take intermediate or advanced level of English and help transition it to be really effective and natural. And that's a one-on-one program. So 3 weeks is done one-on-one with me, and then the 4th week is done in a group chat so that you can meet other people, network, get practice speaking to other people with all of their accents and all of their styles. In a real-world situation, these are other industry professionals. And the value of the speaking program is that in real life, everything is happening at once. You hear, you think, you then have to speak, including translating potentially, in real time. There's no time to stop and reflect, or the conversation flow is interrupted. And there's also no one giving you feedback on how to improve your speech, tailored to you, personalized in private. If you make a mistake in the real world, there can be consequences. There's a misunderstanding in the workplace, that can be awkward. So these are safe environments. You can discuss with groups of people. You can discuss with me in private to build up your skill set and your confidence before the group event. Now, these podcast episodes are absolutely freely available to anyone, but the speaking program is done by joining the speaking program. But I want to highlight that these episodes exist. They do not exist on this platform. They exist on YouTube, and that is very strategic because you have the opportunity to turn on subtitles. There is no video, there is just a still image on the screen. But you can turn on subtitles. The reason I chose to host on YouTube with subtitles is that I am challenging. I am using sophisticated vocabulary. I am using sophisticated grammar structures. The idea is not to understand it all first time perfectly. You will work up to that. But it's a process of being introduced, having it modeled, hearing information in context, and allowing you to review it as many times as you need at your pace, pause, take notes, whatever it is that you want to do, but with subtitles. So I just wanted to stop and highlight to the people following the podcast that in fact on YouTube there is an alternate podcast there. Unfortunately, building these programs, developing them, has been time consuming. I am a one woman show. There is no team here. I am the team. So I have prioritized doing that as opposed to getting these episodes out. These episodes will continue to come out, but they will probably not be regular. I don't have enough hours in the day for that, and I do apologize. But if you stay subscribed, you will be notified when they come out. But I do encourage you to jump on over into YouTube and see this second kind of podcast because it's a little bit more instructive and helpful into how. Not so much why and how other people did it, but gives you hands-on experience improving and developing your English skills in this industry. I think you'll find it really helpful. My YouTube channel is Successful English with Kirsten, and you can just search for that. And there's two podcasts. One are these interviews you'll find here, that is digging deeper into English. But if you follow the podcast speaking about mining matters, and that is the one where there are three episodes each month on a deep dive into a topic with the vocabulary that you can listen to and use to model yourself. I do hope I see you there, and I would love feedback. Send me a message on YouTube, in private, through the podcast, wherever, and tell me what you're finding helpful, what you're enjoying, and that can help me develop more helpful information for you guys.